The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. The impact of the blood on God. Or blood impact of God. The blood of Jesus. Medicine said blood is life, and align with Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. When a man loses much blood, the tendency is high for such a man to die. Blood is a bodily fluid that supplies essential substances around the body. Say sugar, say oxygen, etc. Blood is life. Why do you think people that do ritual request for blood? They know when they get the blood, the life of that person is gone. There is a spirit dimension of blood. The Bible says when God created man, he breathed life into man, and blood is life. Meaning a spirit dimension of God went into man at creation. That is why the spirit dimension of Abel, which is the blood, despite in death, the blood of him, which is a spirit, spoke, and the spirit God end. Bible said, one of the scriptures that we read, that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Blood of Jesus speak forgiveness, mercy, forgiveness, grace, mercy. But blood of Abel, my brother have killed me. God has spoke to Cain, where is thy brother? Then we replied, am I my brother's keeper? So Abel's blood spoke. Praise the Lord. Animals too are lower spirits, having blood in them also. Is just that it is a man God had planned for. Sometimes if you want to catch your chicken that you've been rearing for a long time, you just want to refresh, you have visitor, you want to kill one of your chicken. Sometimes how does such chicken know that you want to kill, you want to catch to kill, and such chicken start hiding from you? It's an experience I had when I was growing up. How did they read the intention of their owner that I'm about to be killed, let me run? On a normal day, when you just want to play with them or you want to give them food, they all come. But the one you've guessed to be killed will start hiding from you. How did they come about it? In part of blood. Blood is spirit. Because the spirit component life, which is blood, is also in animal. It is difficult to differentiate between the blood of man and animal. Having now established the fact that blood is a spirit itself, that is why ritualists prefer shedding blood for atonement, be it animal or man, depending on the height of atonement. That is why your God in the Old Testament will tell Moses to kill animals, shed blood for the sins of the people. Because through this process, the spirit in the blood speak to the God which is spirit, and God will hear. At this point, at the point of bloodshed, words are spoken, and the spirit of the blood carries the word along with the spirit, along to the spirit channeled it to be. Kadosh. At the point of bloodshed for atonement, word are spoken, and the spirit dimension in blood carry those words along to the spirit it was channeled to. Kadosh. Never partake in blood shedding. If you do, you have silenced the spirit in the blood. You have uttered a life out of the earth's speech. That is why God had to wage in between Cain and Abel. Despite Abel dead, his spirit blood ascended to God, cried to God, and God had no choice than to wage in. Having now know the dimension, spirit of blood, we want to consider the impact of the blood of Jesus of God. After men had fallen, the original template uttered, God tried all his best to atone for the sin of man through the blood of animals, which had little impact on what God really wanted. For God to justify man before the reigning accuser, which is the devil, a higher superior in the spirit had to shed life to redeem man back to life, which is true blood atonement. No man fits in except God to become man, to die for man, which finally happened in Jesus. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8 made us understand that devil never knew it was God in man, Jesus, to redeem man. He wouldn't have crucified Jesus. This is to show that the power of the devil is still a learner before God. If Lucifer claimed to know all things as God, why couldn't him have passed 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8? The devil is not as strong as you think. But he is cunning. And he is gifted in that cunning. Praise the Lord. So for God in flesh to shed his blood over the sin of man, and anybody that believes and confess, God had to receive such a person back to himself. Devil has no choice than to drop his file case against such man and try to re-strategize, reorganize again. Praise the Lord. The blood of Jesus had reduced drastically the power of God ranging anger against a sinner. If it were in the Old Testament, there are many people that would have been forgotten. That they once appear on the surface of the earth. But it is not so now because of the impact of the blood of Jesus on God. God himself is always praying that man accept the blood of his son, because God himself knew when man died without Jesus in his life, he will condemn them. That is why God said he did not want the death of a sinner, that they should repent. And also made us understand that there is joy in heaven when a sinner repents and accepts Jesus Christ. There is joy in heaven. You thought it was just joyful? They are joyous because this one has eluded the punishment of the last day, which the heavens don't actually rejoice in what will be the last day. That God, for the blood of Jesus that brought out the mercy of God, It was the blood of Jesus that brought out the mercy of God. Because God can't withstand iniquity, the blood of Jesus had made God to do so. You can sin 100 times, and if you have forgiveness 100 times, you will be forgiven once you are still in the flesh. The blood of Jesus had made God weak. He can't act like military again. Whenever he wants to do so, the blood, he remembers the blood of Jesus, his son, and he will refrain himself. If not for the blood of Jesus, many countries today will have been history. Remember Sodom. It is that blood, the grace that we are abusing. God, Jesus, have done their best. They have done their part. The responsibility lies in the hand of men to choose what is best for them. The Spirit has spoken, the wise will hear. The impact of the blood on Jesus, on God. The impact of the blood of Jesus on God. The blood of the Son is so powerful. He is so potent that God submits to. That is why when a man comes to Christ, after he might have single-handedly destroy nations, killed thousands of people, when if it was in the Old Testament, God cannot withstand such fellow. He will have dealt without such fellow decisively. But when such person come under the wing of the blood of Jesus, God had no choice than to surrender the blood of my son. The blood of my son. Why are we now abusing the grace? Why now abusing the opportunity the blood of Jesus has presented to us? I want you to know, as you enjoy and abuse the blood of Jesus, it will only end here while you are still alive. If you peradventure leave this sinful body and you switch over to the end of the divide, and the blood of the Son is not in you, you've not ended well. You won't be welcome. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus now before it is too late for you. Some people will say God has changed. The God of old, it is instant judgment. Yes, it may be true. But the God of now, he's still the God of old. What changed? What changed? What uttered was the blood of Jesus. The impact of the blood of Jesus on our God. The blood of Jesus has made God to lower his anger upon men. You will see men of iniquity, wicked men, live long, and you'll be wondering why so. It was because of the blood of Jesus. Heaven is watching. Maybe he or she will repent and accept Christ. The blood is precious. It's too precious to be wasted. That is why every man has been given the opportunity to choose between life and death. Praise the Lord. The impact of the blood of Jesus on God. I believe you've heard the word of the Spirit in this season. And I believe your understanding has been shaped and you've been awakened. I pray that the grace to run with the Spirit of this word, our Lord will release unto you. If you have been shedding blood, stop. If you have been shedding blood, stop. Blood is life. Why take people's life? Why waste destiny? I bless you in the name of the Father. Run with this word and remain blessed in Christ, in Jesus' name.